This is indeed KPFD Houston. My name is Scooter. You're listening to the Inner Side Radio program, and we're going to start off with Jimmy Dore and Ted Cruz with Texas' own Mike McRae.
This is Jimmy.
Repent, sinner, for the Lord's wrath has come.
Who's this now?
It is I, Ted Cruz, your leader during these final days.
Oh, hey, Senator, how's it going?
Repent, sinner, for all your pro-gay thoughts and Prius driving and whatnot.
Where are you?
I am in Houston, Texas, the place the Lord has seen fit to begin the end time.
Oh, yeah, so you guys have all that flooding. Is everybody okay?
Jimmy, at least 4 people have died, and 11 people are missing as of now. And all because God is angry over gay marriage, and to a lesser extent, insurance covering birth control.
Senator, do you really think that's the way God works?
It's a fact, Jimmy. The Lord creates disastrous weather events when he is displeased with public policy decisions about human sexuality.
Okay, so let's say for a second that's not insane, which it is. But if it weren't, why would God target Central Texas and Oklahoma, 2 Christian conservative strongholds?
Because our Lord loves irony, Jimmy.
Really?
You think the Lord would smite one of the modern-day Sodom and Gomorrahs? Like every place that isn't Texas and Oklahoma? But that's where he pulls a twisty fake and smites the one place you wouldn't expect. The Jesus-loving Oklahoma-Texas nation.
You're not a nation.
See? Part of the mechanics of the joke is in the surprise.
I don't really see how that's ironic.
I don't really know what irony is.
Okay, yeah, I see.
I'm not like you comedy type people with your saying things you don't really mean for humorous effect.
Yeah, you're not?
When I want to chuckle, I listen to a Prairie Home Companion or perhaps read some Family Circus. Now that, my friends, is a hoot and a half.
Senator, isn't it more likely that the rain and tornadoes and flooding are just anomalous weather events?
Why, then the world might be nothing more than a highly improbable totality of complex systems explainable only by science, in which case I would be a huge idiot. And I, sir, am not a totally insane idiot. Do you hear me? I am not someone with a diagnosed personality disorder.
Okay.
I mean, my goodness, you might as well ask if this birthmark on my penis is just a random skin blemish. We all know it is a spitting image of the Virgin Mary. Because God wants me to only use my penis for good.
I really wish you hadn't said that.
My penis has a Virgin Mary birthmark, and as a child, peasants would gather around it to be healed.
I'd really like to get back to this flooding issue.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't be even a little open to the idea that this might be a result of global warming?
What? Is that crazy global warming meme still floating around? For the last time, global warming is a myth, like unicorns or the female orgasm.
Let me get this straight. Global warming, for which there is a massive amount of empirical evidence, that's a total myth. But the miracles of Jesus, which are not substantiated at all, that's just a stone-cold fact?
Well, when you put it that way, it just sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Enough with all your words and schooling and the like. The end times have come and we need FEMA money pronto.
Just so we're clear, Senator, you have voted against funding FEMA, even though your state is one of the top recipients of FEMA assistance.
Sure. Yep.
You, Senator Cornyn, and both Oklahoma senators voted against Sandy relief.
Where are you going with this one, Jimmy?
Well, why should anyone give you federal assistance now?
Look, Jimmy, we have spent a lot of money getting ready for the federal invasion of Texas by the Obama Nazis, okay? But we're stretched a little thin here. We really need some federal help.
Did you hear what you just said?
Absolutely not. And look, it's entirely possible Obama caused all this weather with his being black or whatever. So it's only fair he should give us a huge black grant that we distribute to some of our white Christian citizens, okay?
You know, Senator, I don't even know where to begin.
I must go now, Jimmy. A woman with diabetes is coming over to be healed by my penis.
Okay, sure, fine. Okay, whatever.
Don't forget, Ted Cruz 2016. It's something that could totally happen.
All right, Ted Cruz, ladies and gentlemen.
God made so many people different from you and me. He doesn't make mistakes. It's all meant to be. But when someone hates because of someone's creed, makes my heart ache. Where's the humanity? Oh, yeah. He made us in his image, and how cool is that? I mean, Jesus Christ looks just like Robert Plant. But if someone calls you a mixed big wop chicaiko Mexican, just sing them this song. Show them they are wrong. Racism is so gay, worse than the bathroom stalls. Eating creme brulee. I dream that one day we'll find a cure, and every one of us will be a boy or a girl. We gotta stay together. It's the United States. It's one big melting pot, but we don't want quiche on our plate. Racism, it's okay. Gayer than Bonnie Frank, Tom Cruise, or Doug. Scientology, gayer than sparkling water, dykeier than Dick Cheney's daughter. Racism is so gay, like bending over for soap in Guantanamo.
This is Food Beat, where we patrol the latest in food. This week's restaurant, Three Plates in West Los Angeles.
I'm here at Three Plates on La Cienega talking to the owner, Ronnie Mason, who's also my waiter for tonight. Ronnie, why is your restaurant called Three Plates? Do you have three specialties you want to tell us about?
No, this restaurant just has three plates for everybody. Are you done with your eggs?
Well, I just got them, so...
Because we need that plate for the lady over there.
Is he done with that plate yet?
Shut up!
That's Three Plates on La Cienega. And this is Food Beat.
Were you born to be wild? Well, Daddy was. Get tired of all this liberal talk show crap. Pull them Birkenstocks off your feet and burn them. Take them Gucci shoes out and better put them in the closet. You're going to need them come Monday. Get crazy. Pull out that gold Visa card and go out there and buy yourself some Doc Martens. Sit down deep in the bad motor scooter of your mind. Don't hold back. Put
Daddy.
A chain on your wallet.
Daddy?
Hey, don't interrupt her. Custom leathers only set you back about a week's pay. Go for it, man. But don't forget to make them authentic before you put them on. Pour some old motor oil on them. Stomp around on them with your new boots. Let the cat piss in the line
That's
once or twice.
Disgusting.
Don't shave for three
Daddy,
whole days.
Daddy.
Hey, let Daddy finish your week. Hell, it's the weekend. It's time to fire it up. Don't forget that cell phone in case
Daddy,
I'm coming down with
Daddy.
Kids. Shut up.
Okay, Daddy.
Hold on tight, folks. It's time to go for another wild, insane ride with Caitlin and Daddy.
Now we cover just a little more ground.
I love you, Caitlin.
I love you too, Daddy.
What you doing, Caitlin?
Oh, nothing.
Dad's gonna take a ride down the beer joint, get good and drunk, and go riding around on the motorcycle. You wanna come along?
No.
This thing'll start.
I have to turn the gas on.
Yeah, I know that, Caitlin. I was just checking it for compression. Jeez.
You have to take out the carburetor.
What are you talking about?
They're Amos.
No, Daddy put the Amos on the Triumph, honey. These are Makunis. See, ain't just... Dad swapped them back, didn't I?
It's not gonna start, Daddy.
Oh, it's not, huh? Would you like to tell me why?
Maybe if you turn the light off, it will start.
Oh, jeez. Well, listen here, honey. Now, Daddy... paid a lot of money for all them Barbie dolls and all them stupid Barbie doll clothes. So why don't you just go in there and dress her up for a trip to the mall and let Daddy start his motorcycle, okay?
Okay, Dad.
Uppity little kid.
Get it to the gas off. Get it to the light off.
I wish Dad were home next. He couldn't stand any more head trauma.
What's happening to over 100 bikers in Waco, Texas is just wrong. These bikers have been arrested simply because they went to a political meeting and were present during the commission of a crime. The district attorney has said that they were arrested because they didn't act like victims. And if they were acting like victims, they would speak up. Of course, after they're detained and after they're told about their right to remain silent, and they simply remained silent. They remained silent, and for that, they were arrested. I found out today, and I've confirmed from attorneys with clients that are jailed in Waco, Texas, that they have been offered release if, and only if, they sign a waiver of lawsuit. Language in the waiver says that they recognize that it was a difficult situation and an emergency, and that the police did not act wrongly, and they are waiving their right to sue the police. Additionally, they're saying they're going to cooperate in the investigation, they're going to talk, and they're going to testify. I'm astounded. I'm offended by the acts of these lawyers. I'm a lawyer, and I'm embarrassed that the lawyers offering this deal are a member of my profession. I've also confirmed through reporters that they have tried to visit some of these victims in jail, and they are being told by the county jail that there is a policy that the media cannot come in and talk to the jail.
You know, this gives me an idea. It's a great idea. Why don't I make one of those motorcycle gang pictures?
Well, you sure come to the right people, so. Jennifer, why don't you take the girls and show them around, huh?
Yeah.
You want to make a picture?
8x10 or 5x7?
Hey, wait a minute.
I'd like to make a cowboy movie.
What?
I can really ride a horse.
Hey, oh, like I want to be an actor.
Yeah,
that's
right. Come on with that movie.
It's just really a surprise, man. You know, that's not my bag.
Yeah, no, we won't bother.
A restaurant in Waco, Texas. 9 bikers were killed. 18 others were hurt. Vicente Arenas reports from Waco.
Hey, how'd you guys find me anyway? I mean, I thought you guys had forgot all about me.
Like we forget you, with your beautiful face smiling down at us.
Nearly 200 members from 5 rival motorcycle gangs are under arrest following a deadly shootout at a Waco, Texas restaurant.
They are all being charged with engaging in organized crime.
I just got a call from passerby. They were going by Twin Peaks, thought they heard a gunshot, looked over and saw a lot of people running.
Just give me a break. I want to do an acting job. I can do
right.
Oh, okay. And all that
cool.
stuff.
Cool it.
Louise, baby, take one of these boys inside the house with us, a tape recorder. Find out what these motorcycle gangs are all about. You know, the sex, the orgies, all that
That's
stuff.
Where it's at, baby.
Yeah. Give us a chance to capture some of this dialogue that I hear here.
Police say a parking issue sparked a fight, which started inside the restaurant, then spilled into the parking lot where shots were fired.
Come with me.
That'd be my pleasure, lady.
Yeah. Hey, Speed, go easy on him, man. I mean, like, don't bruise his chick.
Hey, Speed, think of Nutty, will you? And see if she wants a trip with us. Tell her we'll make her a mama.
SWAT teams were already in place anticipating trouble. They fired back, ending the brawl within seconds.
It was really, really scary.
Police say they've been aware of criminal biker activity going on at Twin Peaks for months, and they're now taking steps to prevent more trouble from happening at the restaurant.
Due to the significant ongoing risk and safety issues for our citizens, they are shutting Twin Peaks down for 7 days.
You smell beautiful.
I love my chopper.
Police say the gangs involved are some of the world's most dangerous, including the Bandidos and Cossacks.
Oh, what pictures have you been in? I go to a lot of movies. Maybe I've seen you in something.
Well, actually, Duth's picture will be my first real acting role. Before that, I only...
Vicente Arenas, CBS News, Waco, Texas.
And police say that all of the victims were bikers.
I want to know the truth about what happened in Waco, Texas. I want to know facts. I want to see evidence. I want to know the truth.
Don't you miss the bugs in your teeth, tripping down the highway with the wind blowing in your face?
I've personally talked to witnesses. They heard the shots. They saw the pandemonium. They saw the blood. They saw what happened. I listened to them, and with their permission, there's some things I'd like to share with you. I'm also extremely frustrated at the Waco Police Department.
Who did it?
The heat.
The heat? Why?
A bum rap, Mike. A lousy bum rap.
Speed change this rookie cop's bike and turn the siren on.
Hey, it was only a gag, man. He let him go in less than a minute.
These two cops came in a squad car and hauled him off.
Yeah, we thought they were taking him down. We went out to get him.
Hey, they never got him to the station, man. This all happened in the squad car.
What are their names?
I don't know.
Damn it, I want those bastards' names.
All right, listen here, Sonny. I told you this is the first I've heard of it. Now you cool it, and I'll look into it.
Cool it? Is that what your stormtroopers did with Speed?
All right, shut up.
They're giving multiple facts to the press, only those things that they can possibly twist, I'm not saying they are, to their favor to justify their actions. Those are the only pieces of evidence and what they're claiming to be facts that they're telling the press. If they were trying to guard the integrity of the investigation, they wouldn't say anything. They would simply say, "We're investigating, we'll get back to you." That's not what happened from day one. Hours afterwards, they made statements that are completely false. 100% verifiable, completely false.
Now, I can hear you. I don't need all that noise. I've heard about all the screaming I need for tonight.
In case you should forget, Captain, the law is for us just as much as it is for your righteous citizens. And there is a procedure for arrest.
For 30 years, the National Coalition of Motorcyclists and its offshoots, the Confederations of Clubs for Multiple States, have been a political organization in this country. The regional meeting on May 17, 2015 was to report on what happened at the national meeting. So to say that this organization or this meeting at Twin Peaks was anything but a political meeting, the same as any Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or Green Party meeting that happens all over this country, it's false. Just Google it.
And I want all of you guys to be sure and keep in touch with Dude and me, do you hear?
Yeah, baby.
And I want you definitely in my next picture.
Oh, really, Mr. Joseph? Hey, is there anything you want me to do to get into shape for this movie?
Nutty baby sweetheart, I want you to stay just as beautiful as you are.
Oh, hey, I'm gonna be a star.
I know for a fact, 100% fact, that the Waco Police Department had access to the videos of what happened on May 17, 2015, immediately after it happened. The Twin Peaks, they did not have video of the parking lot. They had video of the outside of their restaurant and the inside of their restaurant. However, Don Carlos Restaurant, the restaurant right next to Twin Peaks, has the complete video of what happened in that parking lot. They have everything. It's been confirmed. We know this to be a fact.
Which I believe does not include working someone over in the backseat of a patrol car.
There's all these people who have been thrown in this huge group and are all being charged for conspiracy. It's unbelievable.
I'm fully aware that there are certain members of this police department that aren't exactly in love with your boys.
That's your hang-up, Bingham.
They're not protecting the integrity of the investigation. If they were, they wouldn't be talking at all.
Well, we haven't had a serious beef with your club in the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, of course you haven't had a beef. Your goons have been leaning on my boys so much they're afraid to open up their mouth. Because you'll bust them for spreading germs.
I've talked to 3 eyewitnesses of what happened. All 3 of them, none of them, are in an outlaw motorcycle gang. They are from mom-and-pop clubs. I talked to a witness that said he heard one loud bang, one. And that immediately afterwards, he heard suppressed rounds. That means it's a rifle with a suppressor on it, a silencer. Now, the only people that had rifles with suppressed rounds were the police. But they heard one shot that was not a suppressed round. And then a flurry. They said it was raining suppressed rounds. That's what eyewitnesses have told me.
Now that's something you just don't quite know how
to do. We are not talking about my club. We are talking about your cops. Now if that's the way you want to play the game, okay.
Now listen, Connery. You weren't even there. Now, if you give me a chance, I'll investigate this thing.
Investigate it? Oh, yeah.
Another eyewitness saw the police entering the parking lot shooting with silencers on the end of their AR-15s or MP4s. The fact of the matter is that the police had a lot of shots. A lot. We can only verify one shot. that was done by the bikers. One.
What's on your mind? Well, you know, we treat men like they're slabs of meat hanging on a hook at a butcher shop. It's about as romantic as buying a hunk of bologna. That's me, the original man-eater.
The coroner's reports that were released, most of the people that died received a shot to the head and a shot to the center mass, some in the abdomen, some in the chest. That is tactical 101. That's what they do in the military. That's not something that bikers can just do easily and shoot in the head and in the chest. It doesn't happen. We know that a lot of these people were killed by the police.
Now, if you give me a chance, I'll investigate this thing.
Investigate it? Oh, yeah. Well, you investigate it.
Nine people were killed in a massive biker brawl in Waco, Texas. The final edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Of course they killed each other. It was happy hour.
They're not black. I don't really know how to feel about this.
That guy stared at another man's bittens.
I'm imagining a lot of those guys had gray ponytails. Am I way off on this?
Well, I heard that one of those biker gals put a hand grenade up her vee.
I thought the same thing I always think whenever I see some story like this. Please don't let them be Muslim.
Leave white bikers alone.
Well, see, if they were all armed, this wouldn't have happened.
Thanks, Obama.
You know, they say violence never solves anything. Here, I think it did solve some.
Waco, Texas. More like Wacko.
You didn't just say that.
All right. Since we heard from Ted Cruz on the Jimmy Dore Show at jimmydoreshow.com, that's from KPFK in Los Angeles, by the way, we heard racism is gay and three plates. That was the final edition radio hour. That was a pretty good stuff. That was followed by biker dating with, from Caitlin and Daddy, which is me, by the way, 17 years ago. Boy, they grow up so fast. And the Waco 2 biker mashup was a narrative from noted motorcycle attorney Bowtie Stubbs. Also misinformation from Corporate News Network, Incorporated. Also sounds and weirdness from selected 1960s sensationalist B-roll biker films. And then the final edition radio hour came back once it did and closed us out with their, you know, kind of smarmy, satiric take on Waco 2. By the way, this is the Interside Radio program. My name's Scooter. You can go and you can listen to all my previous radio shows. Simply Google The Interside and their air quality. It's nice stuff. And all the way back, there's like 500 of them almost there now. So, hey, girls. I mean, girl. And dude. I just saw him from the back. He's got long hair. All right. My name's Scooter, and I think we're going to have one more Waco 2 report. And then we'll wait for more dust to settle and then probably be back with it a little later.
Remember to speak up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. This is real. Just because they're white guys doesn't mean they're not being stomped, you know.
And I want all of you guys to be sure and keep in touch with Dude and me. Do you hear?
Yeah, baby.
And I want you definitely in my next picture.
Oh, really, Mr. Joseph? Hey, is there anything you want me to do to get into shape for this movie?